Cullen FM presents a special Christmas edition of the Glenmidden Chronicles.
It's 1 week to Christmas, and the crew are taking the ferry on the Stornoway to Ullapool Run. The festivities are putting everyone in a good frame of mind, even the purser, who has agreed to let the crew spend £30 on food and drink for the actual day. There's the Secret Santa to organise and presents to buy. I do hope they remember to get me one.
Scotty, maybe you can give me some help in a rather delicate matter. I don't know what to get Dick for his Christmas. He had his heart set on a chicken last week, but you know how he changes his mind.
Well, I heard him praying last night to Santa. He was telling him that he wanted nothing for himself, but that he'd be grateful if Santa could come and empty his sack in your cabin.
Ah, Scotty, Dick is such a thoughtful young man.
Aye, but he was really worried that Santa wouldn't be able to get on the ship, as we didn't hear a chimney, and the funnel leads to the furnace.
Oh, I'll have a word with him later. But it still doesn't help with what to get him for his stocking.
Oh, I'm sure that whatever you get him, he'll love it. He thinks the world of you, and kind of think why.
Oh, I'm sure something will come to me and I'll be able to slip it in at the last minute. Anyway, what are you getting Maggie?
I was thinking on getting her one of these gags for her mouth. I asked her what she wanted, and she said she just wanted me wrapped up with a big bow.
Ah, oh, that's sweet.
I haven't told you where she wanted me to put the bow.
And I don't think I want to know, Scotty. No, I have this feeling in my water that this Christmas is going to be a good one.
While the captain and Scotty have been chatting on the bridge, down in the cabins, Maggie and Dick are also deep in conversation.
But he said he wouldn't wear the bow, so I may have to settle for a bottle of nice old Cologne.
I don't know what to get the captain for his Christmas. I was thinking of one of these.
What in heaven's name is that?
It's a mankini. It's like a bikini, but for a man.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't see old Horatio swanning about in one of those. It would hardly cover his bits.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Oh, get him a bottle of gin and a new Judy Garland CD. He'd like that.
I wanted to do something special, though.
Well, I'm sure whatever you do will be special. Just remember, it's not the present that counts, it's the thought behind it. After all, Christmas is about Jesus, not about presents. Apart from the ones the three wise men took to the stable when they went to see Mary and Joseph and the newborn child.
I love that story. It is so brilliant. Do you think it actually happened?
Of course it did.
I'd like to have been there. I like babies.
Oh, I know you do, and they like you. Now, I need to get down to the galley and start preparing the stuffing for the turkey. Then I need to get Scotty to kill the turkey so I can stuff it. Will you be all right?
Yes, I'm just going to sit here and pull my cracker. Maybe that will give me some ideas.
Left alone in his cabin, Dick gets out his box of crackers and starts to pull them with himself. Using the door to trap the other end of the cracker while he pulls them, he gives his second one an almighty tug, and when it breaks, it sends him flying across his cabin, and he hits his head on the side of the bunk, knocking him out cold. Suddenly, enchanting music can be heard.
Oh, my head! What have I done? Where am I? Everything looks so different, so clean. Goodness, who are you?
O young man of beauty, so brave and oh so tough, you must recognise me, it's Fair Enough.
But Fair Enough, so shiny and bright, why on earth are you here tonight?
I'm here, Big Dick, with wand and with rhyme, to take you to see the first Christmas time, a time when the earth was covered with snow, and the North Star at night was all aglow. Now get off your bahookie, it's 9:55, and we have to catch up with those three wise men. Now as we are skiing down this piste, you'll see the men who're from the east. Look over there with eyes so keen, the three wise men from Aberdeen.
Come on, you two, will you move your shanks? If we get there late, we'll get nae thanks.
Enough with that, you duff old codger. I'm laden with gifts, you jammy dodger. Calling me names won't make things quicker. You ken I've got a dicky ticker. That's why yous are hauling the gifts.
why not take turns and do it in shifts?
Did he say that we should be taking a turn? I can't hear right, my ears are windburn. Well, I think Lone Torkel's got some brass. He can shove that idea right up his...
For sunshine and heat, that much to demand. My nose is all frozen, and so are my hands. I'll tell you, ye heathens, the tale it did tell was something that's wondrous at the Gregory Hotel. This night it'll change the world as we know it. It's wrote on this note, but I don't know who wrote it.
Oh, you three old bampots, can I take you where you're going this night? I've a sledge you can share.
Well, if I'm wrong, I'll eat my tam o' shanter, though in big burly blokes the double o' Santa.
Aye, Santa's my name, so don't wear a toot. You can tell who I am by this big red suit. I've presents and stuff to deliver this night. So what are you doing? Are you boarding this flight?
Och, thun would be great. At a lift we'll no sneer. Ben Becula, my man, and don't spare the reindeer. The three wise men have got a lift with Santa in his sleigh, and Dick is flying high above the clouds like Doris Day. He sees just what is happening on the ground so far below, all covered with a frosting that looks like Christmas snow. But to get back to the wise men upon that sleigh so gay, just what is there to talk about with Santa on their way? To witness what they heard about and follow that North Star, to guide them to the happening at the Gregory Hotel bar. They reindeer, they are bonny things. Have you given them our names to remember them? I can bet you'll have some fun and games.
Aye, everyone has got a name. I know them straight away. I'll tell you how I remember them. I think of them this way. There's Dancer, he's a chancer. And there's Cupid, who's a deer. There's Dasher, who's a smasher. And there's Prancer, who's quite queer. There's Comet, who's quite a star, and Vixen, who's quite drab. There's Blitzen, who was in the war, and Donner, the kebab. And then, of course, there's Rudolph, with his nose so bright and red. He's not so much to look at, but he keeps me warm in bed.
So tell me, Santa, is it true the thing that they all say, that you work just the one night? That's no even a day.
A slave all the year in my workshop at hame, with elves nipping my head, and a wife was the same. Then one night of the year, I'm out on the sleigh to deliver these presents afore it turns day. I land on the roof, I slide down the lum, and sometimes get stuck with the size of my bum. So don't talk to me o' working one night. It gets up my goat and it's a barrel o'...
Quite. Well, there we must leave it, this week anyhow. We've covered as much as time will allow. It shows just how muddle is Dick's little brain, concocting this story so contrived and inane. Will three wise men ever reach their destination? Tune in next week, same time, same station.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.
Ho, ho, ho!